Place-based learning is an approach to educating students through a framework that emphasizes personalized learning through the immersion in natural settings. The method has yet to gain a foothold in mainstream curricula, but it is a pillar at Thorne Nature Experience, an experimental organization in place-based learning founded in 1954. David Sobel is an environmental author and educator who promotes place-based learning.
What you want to do is reconnect or connect kids with the local natural and cultural worlds and use that as the basis for developing a good curriculum across the board.
Sobel realized as a college student conducting a research project on blackbirds that knowledge could emerge from places rather than books. He says there's ample evidence that immersion in nature improves learning both in physical and psychological ways.
Kids get more involved. They're more interested in the academic content. They're more invested in creating interesting products, and they develop, a lifelong love and connection to the places that have prior to that were just kind of ho-hum.
Environmental education in youth, specifically place-based learning, tends to cater to upper-class individuals. Thorne Nature Experience is taking steps to serve children of all backgrounds in the Boulder area.
I personally grew up in Mexico, in urban Mexico, and I didn't get to have those moments out in nature.
That was Regina Zaragoza Frey, the Inclusiveness and Equity Manager at Thorne Nature Experience.
My idea of connecting with nature was more in line with like the majority of the world, where it's like, oh, you connect with nature maybe once a year if you're lucky and you go to a national park.
Thorne offers scholarships to kids from low-income backgrounds so that they, too, may receive access to place-based learning in nature. Around half of Thorne's students are scholarship recipients. One of Thorne's programs, Nature Kids Lafayette, works towards ensuring all youth in the area have access to nature within a 10-minute walk and to connect ages 4 to 18 to nature through various activities, such as backyard to backcountry and family-integrated programs. Again, David Sobel.
What's going on in Lafayette is a great example of really good both place-based education and outdoor education, both in terms of curriculum and after-school activities, and also the way in which they've changed the infrastructure in Lafayette so that, you know, in putting in walking paths to school and putting in natural playgrounds, that's the kind of stuff that is really valuable, especially from the equity and diversity perspective.
Boulder County is famous for its access to natural spaces and trails, but it's also an expensive place to live. Fresh air comes at a price many low-income families cannot afford, says Regina Zaragoza Frey.
The kids in our Nature Kids programs, they have higher rates of asthma, for example. Like, do you think that's a coincidence? No, absolutely not. They're growing up in lower-income communities that are disproportionately impacted by climate change.
Part of place-based learning involves encouraging kids to solve their own dilemmas based on their own choices. For example, instructors wouldn't tell a student not to climb a rock, but instead ask them how they plan on getting down. David Sobel says developing this capacity for problem solving will be key in tackling future climate challenges.
Well, what's most important for the future of the environment is that there is tangible relationships between children and the natural world. Because without that, there's no care about environmental problems or environmental issues.
Making sure that kids from all backgrounds have access to opportunities to develop these skills is something present-day adults can do now. For KGNU's The Brink Series, this is Riley Hooper and Kari Myers.